In this edition of the College Football Report, we take a look at further college football playoff expansion to 14 teams in 2 years. Yeah, that's where we're headed. 12 for 2 years, and then up to 14 in the next 2 years. We're also going to talk to what to expect about Fox's Friday college TV package. Yes, we're going to have football 5 days a week now, all year long. And then we catch up with Nick Saban as he's speaking on Congress this past week. A reminder, though, you can get more detailed breakdowns of everything going on in the world of college football, the NFL, at LandryFootball.com. Take advantage of the big saving that we have on the front page of the website, folks. It's cheaper than $10 if you try it out for a month. It's less than that if you take advantage of the six-month package, and cheaper yet if you take advantage of our 12-month big sale on the front page. Well, let's start with the Friday, Fox's Friday Night package ensures that we're going to have football 5 days a week. They will feature a primetime college football game on its broadcast network each week beginning. The network announced this week. Now, you know that ESPN has a game on every week, but the game will emanate from the Big Ten, the Big 12, or the Mountain West. So it's going to give even more quality to Friday night's games. The first matchup is still to be determined because of the television schedule coordinated with other networks does not take place until May. The move further concentrates the network around football with Friday night, and then this leads to their heavy promotion of their big noon kickoff on Saturday, and then obviously the NFL feature, what they have on Sundays. The regular Friday night games were largely anticipated after Fox did not renew the rights for WWE, the wrestling Friday night SmackDown event that they have. That's obviously going over, I believe, to Netflix. Fox Sports executive believes that the college game will produce higher ratings than the WWE. Now, the WWE, from what I understand, was 52 weeks a year, while college football extends for a little more than 3 months. So Fox's goal is to have the number one college football game on Fridays and then have the big game on Saturday, hopefully as big a game as they can get. And then obviously all of that promotes to their big NFL Sunday action. So for parts of the fall, ESPN has televised MAC games during the middle of the week. So if you think about it, when we get to those middle of the games on Tuesday and Wednesday, we're going to have games as we always do, 7 days a week. Gotta love that. Can't wait. Catching up with Nick Saban. Alabama coach Nick Saban has been retired for barely 2 months, and he's already getting questions about whether he would come back to coaching. And speaking with him, if I was going to coach, I'd have stayed at Alabama forever. Says he's looking for a new chapter in his life. Says he enjoyed coaching for so many years. And he reiterated that this is a young man's game, coaching, in a lot of ways. Says he never wanted to ride the program down, didn't want to be a detriment to the university, to the football program, and the chances of it being successful. It was inevitable that I had to retire at some time, he said. I love the players. I'll miss the relationships that I had with them. I hate how this impacted some of the players and the people in our organization. Now, Saban's retirement reopened the transfer portal for Alabama players, with 10 choosing to leave after his announcement. Most of the coaching staff and some of the all-field staff also turned over when Alabama hired Kalen DeBoer. That's pretty normal and expected when you have a new hire. But Saban said he's looking forward to the new challenges. He's going to do the work on TV, do some things like that, stay involved in football. He has businesses. He's got car dealerships and other businesses that he enjoys being a part of. He's got some good relationships out there. He was asked directly if he would assume the role of commissioner of college football if that were offered, if he was ever created. Says he's interested in trying to help college athletics and college athletes be successful in the future, help people be more successful in life because of the college experience that they have, and improve their quality of life in a way that not only benefits them, but also allows us to keep creating opportunities for multiple sports that are non-revenue sports. He says he thinks that's important that we continue those great type of opportunities. The meeting on Congress is something that he was a part of to try to stress these things. So not coming back to coaching, I can tell you that, with certainly knowing him well, but he definitely wants to be involved in the game somehow, some way. And then finally, I want to talk about the college football playoffs decision now, expecting to finalize a new format. As you know, the college football playoffs will expand to 12 teams 2 years this year. And then we'll have that for this year, this upcoming year, 24 and 25. And then in 26, we're going to 14. The 14-team playoff is expected to be finalized very, very soon. We'll go into effect in the 26 season. Details about the 14-team playoff have yet to be sorted out. It's unclear how many automatic qualifiers we'll have, how this will look. I'm expecting maybe two teams with byes. Don't know. I'm speculating. But regardless, expansion is coming again. Can 16 be too far around the corner? It's really coming down, though, and I think the biggest details coming out of this is how many guaranteed teams you're going to have from the big conferences. I'm not a big fan of guaranteeing four teams or three teams from a conference. Just because we expect the SEC and the Big Ten to have maybe four teams that are good enough doesn't mean they should be guaranteed them before the start of the season. Just my take. A reminder, you want more details on everything college football. We've got spring practice information, transfer portal coming around the corner again in April, recruiting all year round. We got you covered at LandryFootball.com. Try it out for a month. It's less than $10 a month. If you want a better deal, you can try out the six-month package. If you want the best deal, take advantage of our biggest sale on the front, the 12-month package on the front page of the website. That'll get you not only through this scouting season, but all the way through next football season. If you like football, you're going to love LandryFootball.com, and you get it on the college and NFL scene from a playing, coaching, scouting, and front office perspective. If it involves players, teams, coaches, or schemes, we got you covered at LandryFootball.com. Appreciate you joining us. Talk to you again next time, everybody.